Deathbed Repentance at 28. Les Provenes, Gorées, France, July 10, 1911. Following the example of so many favored souls, who every day write to tell you of the wonders done by Saint Thérèse, I must in my turn tell you of the marvelous conversion which she wrought here in the course of the last year. In the month of June, 1910, there was in the sanatorium of La Provenne a young man of 28 in the last stages of consumption, whose trying character and bigotry were a heavy cross for the nuns. I had just read the charming life of your little sister, and, having great confidence in her intercession, I addressed myself to her to obtain, on a fixed date, the conversion of the unfortunate sinner. My hopes were not disappointed. The conversion, to all appearances so difficult, was effected as though by magic, and on September 8, after having lived for 13 years without practicing his religion, the poor young man received Holy Communion with sentiments of the most lively piety. A few days had sufficed to bring about a veritable transformation. The Imitation of Christ, the Catechism, the Holy Gospels especially, were his only cherished books, and he burnt, without delay, certain pamphlets in his possession which now filled him with disgust. In his most contrite moments he used to cry out in accents one would like to be able to reproduce, "Yes, it is indeed true. Jesus has pardoned me all, and without me doing anything to merit it. How I love him, and how I wish I could say all that I feel when I think of his merciful love for me." Sometimes he would take his crucifix, kiss it tenderly, and say, with tears in his eyes, "Poor Jesus, how much thou hast suffered, thou who wert so innocent. As for me, I am the greatest of culprits, and I dare sometimes complain. My God, have pity on my weakness, and may I continue to be the child of thy love." The last day of his prodigal son was one of continual prayer, and he died in quite an ecstasy, with the name of Jesus on his lips. His death has greatly increased the confidence of everyone here in the intercession of Sister Thérèse. A Deathbed Repentance at 40. France, March 1911. In March 1911, a man aged 40 was at death's door, but though he had been ill for a year, his sufferings had not brought him nearer to God. Unwilling to let him know his end was approaching, those about him would not allow the priest to visit him, so his soul was on the point of being lost. When all efforts to get him a priest had failed, my family and I began a novena to Sister Thérèse. At the beginning of the novena, my wife succeeded in giving the sick man a picture of the little sister, which he gratefully accepted. He looked at it with pleasure and read the prayer several times a day. The night before the novena ended, Sister Thérèse appeared to him. "How beautiful she is!" he exclaimed. "So beautiful that I took her for Our Lady." He recognized her afterwards by the resemblance to the picture. She told him of his approaching death, and gave him a glimpse of the eternal punishments which awaited him if he did not reconcile himself to God while he had yet time. He could not express the emphasis with which she said to him, "Save your soul." At 7 o'clock in the morning he asked for a confessor. His parish priest came immediately, heard his confession, and gave him Holy Communion, which he received with great fervor. His conversion was complete, and during the 3 remaining days of his life he repeatedly said that, if his health were restored, he would begin a new life, for now he knew the way he ought to follow. A Deathbed Repentance at 80. March 1911, France. The souvenirs of your dear little Sister Thérèse are working miracles. One of our neighbors, an old man of 80, did not practice his religion, and had passed his life estranged from God. When he was ill, nuns were sent to nurse him, so that they might speak to him of the need of seeing a priest. For a whole week they tried by every means in their power to bring him back to God, but in vain. At last, seeing that the sister was discouraged, I gave her a packet containing some of the hair of Sister Thérèse. And afterwards, the old man, of his own accord, asked for the priest whom he had refused to see only an hour before. He made his confession, and received extreme unction, while fully conscious, and died the following day. This, Reverend Mother, was the beautiful work of your dear little saint. A Drunkard's Death, Ireland, September 1912. I wish to make known a wonderful grace granted to a poor drunkard who always carried with him a picture of Sister Therese. He had been drinking continuously for years when one evening he bought a copy of As Little Children, The Short Life of the Little Flower, and put it in his pocket. Sometimes, when hopelessly drunk and almost on the verge of delirium, he used to say, Little Therese will save me yet. One Friday evening about a month ago, he suddenly made up his mind to go to the priest's house and take the pledge. He said he felt impelled to do it, though he could not imagine how he would be able to pass one night without drink. He was ill all that night, but did not take any spirits. On Saturday morning he fainted, and was forced to swallow some brandy. He could not sleep through the night, and was determined that, as soon as morning came, he would have a priest. When his wife got up at 6, he told her to send without delay and ask the priest to call. She thought he was still under the influence of drink, but nevertheless sent the message, which by some mistake was not delivered. Later in the morning, the priest in question was cycling home after saying Mass in the country, and called at the house to know if the man had been to the 11 o'clock Mass. The poor fellow made a general confession, beginning from the time he was 6 years old. The priest had no stole with him, but the man, though apparently not seriously ill, insisted so strongly on making his confession that he was allowed to do so, and it lasted 2 hours. On Monday morning he received Holy Communion and was anointed. He died on Monday night, filled with repentance. I ascribe his wonderful conversion to Sister Therese, and I am glad it should be made known. Surely God gives her many roses to cast upon the earth. Saint Therese of the Child Jesus, pray for us. This has been a production of AlleluiaAudiobooks.com. For more free Catholic audiobooks, please visit us at our website, AlleluiaAudiobooks.com, or you can Google Alleluia Audiobooks. This CD is free to make copies of to hand out to your friends or family, but we do ask that you do not alter the original audio. Thank you so much, and God bless.